Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Māori Party President John Tamihere says the late Karapuke Tapu was a matikite whose vision was 25 years ahead of his time. The Te Atiawa leader and former secretary for Māori Affairs died on Friday at age 89. His tangi is at Waifetu Marae in Lawahat. Mr. Tamihere says he revolutionised the public service by advancing Māori public servants and supporting community-driven Māori development and also challenging other agencies.
When he was appointed to the head of the Department of Māori Affairs, he then advanced programs like Kōkiri, like Tūtangata. He licensed the releasing of the Rangihau Report, Puau Tiatatū, and a whole range of other things. He was a leader by way of expressing catalyst-type issues.
John Tamihere. Immunisation Task Force Chair Owen Sinclair says he's pleased the government has taken on board 48 of its 54 recommendations, but he's concerned not enough is being done to empower Māori communities to lead their own vaccination programs. The Māori paediatrician says vaccination rates don't seem to be getting any worse, but Māori rates are still far below those for mainstream New Zealand.
So the secret will be getting Māori, but immunised by Māori at a place where Māori are completely compatible with being immunising. And that's a really big challenge. That's something that will take time, but we're working very hard to do.
Dr. Sinclair says government had to spend more to roll out COVID vaccinations in Māori communities, but it showed Māori-led programs were far more effective than any alternative. The only surviving customary Māori sale is now back in Aotearoa. Te Rā, which is in the collection of the British Museum, was welcomed back to Christchurch Art Gallery Te Puna Waifetu on Saturday. Tamaho Temara, Te Tumu Whakarai Whotoi Māori Aotearoa, says it's an archive of mātauranga Māori and demonstrates expert knowledge in weaving and sailing along with the command of the natural environment. He says Te Rā is an inspiration to Māori artists who work in different art forms. The sale is on display in Ōtautahi until October and will then be exhibited at Auckland War Memorial Museum. Also, Troy Kingi is looking forward to his songs getting the full orchestral treatment for Matariki. Thursday's show with the Auckland Philharmonia is already sold out, and he'll do it again next month with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra. They're tackling their first album in his 10 in 10 series, Shake That Skinny Ass all the way to Zygotron.
Yeah, it's going to be a beast to try and rein in, but, you know, they're professionals. They read the score and they just play what they see in front of them. So hopefully, come to the end of the rehearsals, I'm going to feel solid and not like, oh no, this could fall apart at any stage. So I'm a bit scared, to be honest.
Troy Kingi says he put his trust in Māori composer Mahuia Bridgman Cooper will work his magic on the arrangements, and he's sure everything will be all right on the night. And that's your Wātea English News.